The grease in charge, I know it. I know for a fact you're going to be out looking for it tonight, ain't you? Huh? You're going to be on the prowl. Looking for a little... All right, let me get off the shelf. Let me grab that old Hobbit the Gaga handbook here. Maybe I can help you out a little bit.
Well, the name of this chapter is The Question List for That Zesty Tryst. It's chapter 101. You're sitting there at your desk, and this interesting person calls up. She works for a supply company that your company has lots of dealings with. Off times, while you're waiting for the big cheese to get on the phone, you're talking to her. Making idle chatter about the weather, you find out that she's kind of a zesty lass. Lord knows that voice is melodious. You're thinking, hey, why don't we do some lunch? Tell you what, I got an extra ticket. We're going up to the mountains for the weekend. No. There are some questions that must be asked before you even meet. First question. You don't say, how much do you weigh? I mean, it's like, you could, I guess, but it's a little crude. What you should say is, looking forward to meeting you. How will I recognize you? By that twinkle in your eye? Then she'll say, well, actually, my eyes are a little beadier. You won't see any twinkle through the Coke bottle glasses. See what I'm saying? You give her the opportunity to reveal things she might not ordinarily reveal. When your friends describe you, do they say you're perky, pert, prissy, a lot of woman, a full-figure gal, or you got a great personality? You know what I'm saying? You hone in... What sports did you do in high school? Oh, cheerleader, gymnastics. I like that. You blew up balloons for the carnival? I got you. And then you can hone in with this question. Are you pretty? 9 times out of 10, if she's pretty, she'll say yes. Here are the warning answers to that question. I've never had any complaints. Sure, she's been hammering John Merrick all these years. He ain't gonna complain. Or, here's the worst one. You know you're dealing with a behemoth. Depends on what you like. Quick, abrupt, end of the conversation. Depends on what you like. Or, I'm planning on joining a gym soon. These questions, when asked properly, can give you a mental picture. Never fly to California, even if you get positive answers. That's too damn far to go for Cooter. And it's vice versa. Same is true for hydraulics. There's too much around here. You don't fly across the country only to see something disappointing come lumbering down the walk. Don't commit to a 3-day weekend in the Poconos before you've at least seen that look. And if the person is local, the best thing to do all the way around is take a look-see first. And this is the easiest way. You go to any pizza parlor, buy a pizza, put a little white hat on your head. You know the girl's name, right? You show up at her office. This will save you a lot of time. Even if her office is in Damascus or out in East BF somewhere, drive the hour and a half to her office. Say, I got a pizza for Zelda Gazornchak. And they'll say, oh, Zelda? Yeah, she's around the corner to the left. You walk back around there in the corner to the left, Zelda Gazornchak. Thump, you put the pizza down on her desk. I didn't order a pizza. That's when you look at her. If she's beautiful, you say, surprise. You take off the stupid white hat and say, hi, it's Joe from accounting. And then you have the pizza together. If she's a hog, you say, well, I don't know, must be some fix. I'll check it back. Enjoy the pizza. Gotta run.
Saturday morning's wake-up call. The best of Greece on DC 101.